Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Samaches. We are up to Sif Hei, the second to last line on page 86. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Tov hispalel shel chol b'shabbos, v'lo hiskir shel Shabbos. A person by accident davened a weekday shmonesri on Shabbos, and he made no mention of Shabbos. The halacha is as follows. Im oka raglov, if he took three steps back already, choze la rosh, he has to daven again. Vim lo oka raglov, if he's still in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, he didn't take his three steps back, afal pisha siyam tfiloso, even though his ikar tfilo is already complete, eino chozer elo l'shel Shabbos, he only has to go back to the bracha of Shabbos, the middle bracha of the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. The Rama says, v'shel tzibur sheshochas shel Shabbos b'shachris ayin, La'el Simin Kuf Chavav, the Shilat Tzibur who forgot to mention Shabbos in his Shabbos Shachris davening. So look earlier what we learned in Simin Kuf Chavav. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yubayz, if he was Lo Akar Raglov, we said he just goes back to the Brach of Shabbos. So Ayin La'el Simin Kuf Yud Zayin Sefheva Mishaburis Sham. If you look at note 14, he reminds us that it says over there, Shim Omer Lo Kainetzor and the Yulu Ratzon afterwards, Nechshav Sesiem Shesiem Estfilo. So that's called finishing the davening. Afilu Shadayin Lo Akar Es Raglov. That's all we'll read in the note. But the point is, the Mechaber says, it depends if you were Akar Raglov or not, and the Mishabura adjusts that, and it depends if you said the Yulu Ratzon after Lo Kainetzor, your Shmoneh Esrei is over, that's Kilu, you were Akar Raglov, you'll have to start the Shmoneh Esrei again. Any time before that, so then we said you could just switch over to the bracha of Shabbos. Now remember, you might be in the very last bracha. You're going to switch over to Shabbos, to the fourth bracha, the middle bracha. Says the Mishaburis of Kodesh Gimel Shel Shabbos Va'afilu Niskar Kodem Modim. Even if you realize your mistake before Modim, Lo Yichlal Osa Ba'avayda Loma Ritzei Nabim Nuchaseinu B'yam HaShabbos. Don't include it in the bracha of Avayda by adding in the words Ritzei Nabim Nuchaseinu B'yam HaShabbos. Don't just mention Shabbos over there. De Lechadchila Tzarech Lomar Bracha LeKedushas Hayom. Because Lechadchila, you have to say the complete bracha that is for Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. However, U'B'Diyavid Yotze, like we learned already, if you just made mention of Shabbos, B'Diyavid, you would be Yotze. Says the Mechaber, Vaitasevav. Hatoa b'tfila Shabbos, one who makes a mistake in one of the Shabbos davenings, v'hechlev shel zo bazo. And he mixes up the mincha with the shachris, or the maruv with the mincha, he mixes up one with the other. So, eino chozer b'diyavid, he is Yotze, he doesn't go back. V'yesh omrim shem hichlef shel musav ba'acheres o acheres b'shel musav chozer. There are those who say this is not true about musav. If instead of saying musav you said a different tefillah, or if instead of saying a different tefillah you said musav, the yesh omrim says you will go back. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yadalit on the first shita that any mistake in the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei you don't go back. She'ikar bracha revias hi ritzeibim nuchaseinu. The ikar part of the fourth bracha of all the Shabbos tefillos is ritzeibim nuchaseinu. V'ze nemar b'chol ha'bracha shel Shabbos. And that's said by all the Shmoneh Esreis of Shabbos. And therefore, b'di'eved, you could be yotze with any of the Shmoneh Esreis. But that which you won't go back is v'davka k'shesim ha'bracha. That's only if you finish the bracha already, so then we say don't go back. Avol niskar be'emtza bracha posik. But if you realize in the middle of the bracha, you're davening shachos, you realize you said the middle bracha of mincha, and you're still in the middle, so of course then you should switch over and say the proper bracha for shachris. If you finish the bracha already, so then b'di'eved yotze. The Mechaber then said, there are those who say that when it comes to musaf, that's not the case. The Mishaburah says in Tezvav, Ha'achronim tomu al-mashe kasur b'loshem v'yesh omrim. The Achronim are bewildered by that which the Mechaber writes, this din of yesh omrim, the kuliyam modim azeh. Everyone agrees that musaf does not count for other tefillos, and other tefillos do not count for musaf. So they're surprised that the Mechaber says yesh omrim, where really it's l'kuli alma. Sivkotan tezayin, if you mix up musaf b'acheres, instead of saying musaf, you said something else. Even if the other Shmoneh Esrei that you said in place of Musaf was a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, Kigon Yismach Moshe v'chiyagavna, for example, Yismach Moshe, one of the other Shabbos tefillos, Kevon shelo niskar bo me'inyan korban musaf shel Shabbos, since you did not mention anything about the korban musaf of Shabbos, you're not yotze. The kol shekein imhi tefila acheres legamri, certainly if it wasn't even a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, you're not yotze. Vidino kidel, and the halacha will follow like we said before, and that is the im oka raglav chozel arosh, if you finish Shmoneh Esrei, Then you have to go back to the beginning. V'im lo oka raglav, if you didn't finish Shmonesra yet, chozer l'tikanta Shabbos, you'll go back to the middle bracha of the Shabbos Musa Shmonesra. V'kosav achai odom, d'im niskar achar shesim habracha emtsoyes kodem shehisru ritzei, if he realized that he said the wrong Shmonesra after he finished the middle bracha, before he started ritzei, yomar v'nasel l'fanecha karban musaf, he should just stick in those words at that point, v'nasel l'fanecha karban musaf, v'yotza b'zeh, and that way he is yotzei. V'ayim b'bir alocha mashakasavnu od b'zeh. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kodin Yodzayan, Acheres b'shol musaf. This Yesh Omrim, or everyone, like the Mishabura told us, says you're not Yotze if you switch off a different Shmonesrei and you accidentally say musaf. Hainu sha'omer hanusuch tikanta Shabbos. You said instead of the proper tefillah that you're in, you said the tefillah of musaf of tikanta Shabbos. The kavanoso hoysel shem shachris, and your kavana was really for shachris. The avshe hiskir b'habrocha me'inyan Shabbos, even though you mentioned in the bracha Shabbos, afal pikein chozer, you still have to go back. Kevan sha'omar musav toch tefiloso, since you mentioned musav in your tefila, v'shiker lifnei amokom, and you said sheker in front of Hashem, you have to go back. V'dino gamken kidl'el, and it will still follow the same rules that we mentioned above. D'im oka raglov, if you took your three steps back, meaning you said the Yule Ratzon after Lakai Netzor, you totally finished Monesre, then Chozer L'Roshu Mispalot Tfila Acheres, you have to go back and daven the Shachris that you missed, Kahogen L'Shem Shachris, the proper Shachris Tfila, Aval Shel Musaf Lo Yispal Od, but Musaf you will not have to daven again, Ki Kfar Yotza B'Tfila HaRishoni Yidei Musaf, Av She Kavanosu Hoysel L'Shel Shachris. Even though you knew it was Shachris time, you just messed up and said the Musaf Shmonesre, you are Yotze Musaf, and b'dyevet we have learned that you could daven Musaf before Shachris, and therefore if you messed up and instead of saying Shachris, you said Musaf, that counts as your Musaf, you have to go back now and daven a new Shmonesre for Shachris, but your Musaf is taken care of. The Niskar Kodem Sha'aka Raglov, but if you realize the mistake while you're still in the middle of davening, and you didn't take your steps back yet. B'chol makom shu omid, wherever you are holding in the Shmonesrei, afilu be'emtza bracha mishalosh achronos, even if you're in one of the last three brachos, posek be'emtza, you stop wherever you are, umaschil yismach Moshe, and you switch over to the regular Shachris Shmonesrei, v'ayim be'bir alocha. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zion, chozrin lomar v'yachulu. So we mentioned at the beginning of the siman that you say Vayachulu in the Shmonesrei of Friday night. Now the Mechaber says in Siv Zayin that after Shmonesrei you go back and say Vayachulu again. Why is that? Mishum Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos. Because when Yom Tov coincides with Shabbos, and we dive in the Yom Tov Shmonesrei with the Shabbos insertions, She'ein Omrim Oso B'Tfilo, we don't say Vayachulu in the Shmonesrei in that case. And therefore, we repeat Vayechulu every single Shabbos because of the Shabbos that's Chal on Yom Tov, but we don't say it in Shmonesrei, we need it afterwards, so we always say it again afterwards. V'gam lohotzi l'mi she'eno yodea, also we repeat it to be motzi those who don't know how to say it. V'omrim oso b'kol rom, and we say it out loud, u'me'umet and standing. Says the Mishabura, sevkotan yudches, she'en omrim oso, we said when Yom Tov coincides with Shabbos, we don't say Vayechulu in Shmonesrei. The Agav Shabbos Zeh Tiknu L'Chol HaShabbosos, and because of that Shabbos, which is Chal Yom Tov, where you don't say it in Shmonesrei, and you have to say it after Shmonesrei, we say it after every single Shmonesrei on Friday night. Sifkotan Yutes, you should say it while you are standing. Again, we're testifying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. V'din Edim Ba'amida, and the rule is that Edim give their testimony Ba'amida, because they say like the Pasuk says, V'amdur Shtei Anoshim, the two men stand. V'tov Lomar Oso B'yachad B'tzibur, it is good to say Vayechulu together with the Tzibur, De'eda Shlema Be'inen Lohoi La'Kodesh Baruch Hu, because you need the whole Eda together to testify about Hashem. V'alko Ponim Yeh B'shnayim, at the very least you should say it with two people. V'yochid ha-mispalil. What about a person who is davening b'yachidas? Does he say Vayechulu after the Shmonesrei? So yesh omrim de'eino chozer lomar Vayechulu de'ein edos liyochid. Some say he does not go back to say Vayechulu after the Shmonesrei because there is no din of edos b'yachidas. V'yesh omrim de'yochid yochal lomar. And some say that a yochid could say Vayechulu after the Shmonesrei. Aval ein tzarech amida. But since it's not a din edos with one, he doesn't have to stand. V'tov shegam ha-yochid yomer. And Zakta Mishabura, it is good that an individual davening by himself should go back and say Vayechulu again at the Shmonesrei. Aval lo yisgavin l'shem edus, but he should not be mechavin for testimony, elok akore, ba'teira, just like he's reading from the Torah. Kosav matem Moshe. Im shochach lomar bebeis haknesses. If one forgot to say vayachulu in shul, yomar osa shebakiddush meumad. So when he says vayachulu in kiddush, he should say it standing. V'aminog lomar osa shebakiddush meumad af im amaro bebeis haknesses. The minog anyway is to say vayachulu standing by kiddush, even if you already said it in shul. Now there are a couple of very important notes I want to point out. Number one is note 25, which comes up very, very often. The Hamispalo Shmona Esrei, the Ischilu Hatzibur Lomar Vayechulu. You're in the middle of Shmona Esrei Friday night, and the Tzibur starts saying Vayechulu after Shmona Esrei. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, Shem Ninzo Belokai Netzor. If you're holding in a Lokai Netzor, Ukfar Omer Lufnechein Yulorotzon. You said Yulorotzon before Lokai Netzor. You're in the middle of Lokai Netzor, where normally you are very limited in what you're allowed to say. You're only allowed to answer a couple of things in Kaddish, a couple of things in Kedusha, a main tal kalakadosh, a main to shomei atfila. You can answer Baruch Hu. That's basically it. Yochal lomar vayechulu imatzibur. Zakos shel mazalman. In this case, you can say vayechulu in the middle of a lakai netzor the tzibur. Why? Kevan she vayechulu hu chelok meatfila shelo shabbos. Since Vayechulu is part of the Tefillah of Lel Shabbos, V'gamu mekayim b'kach es ha'inyan shel shnei edim, and you'll also be mekayim through this, the inyan of two edim, V'chein es ha'hidur shel amiraso basar, and you're also chapping the hidur of saying it with 10 people. V'afud asa chazan ish, sh'amiras Vayechulu shel achar tefillah ein el hidur, and even according to the chazan ish, that doesn't take the Vayechulu as serious as the Chavetz Chaim. He says it's only a hider. Rechaim Kinevsky says she yochel omar vayechulu imatzibur keshomi belokai netzor. Rechaim Kinevsky says even lefi the Chazon Ish you can do it. So here we have Rechaim Kinevsky saying lefi the Chazon Ish and Shlomo Zalman saying that if you are in the middle of a lokai netzor and the tzibur gets up to vayechulu, you can say it with them because that is part of the Shmona Esrei on Friday night. One time I had an interesting shaila. I didn't know what to do. I looked up the shaila. I saw the shaila brought down. I still didn't see what to do. But it was the first night of Pesach. It was Friday night. So it's Yontif and Shabbos together. In which case, you're not saying Vayechulu in Shmona Esrei. But they do say Vayechulu afterwards. That's what we just learned. That's why they say it afterwards. Because it's not in the Shmona Esrei. And here I was in the middle of Elkai Netzur. The Tzibur started saying Vayechulu. So I was thinking, should I say it along? Rosh Shlomo Zalman says the reason you could say it along is it's part of the Shmona Esrei. But tonight, when it's Yontif Shabbos, it's not part of the Shmona Esrei. So maybe that means you're not allowed to say it. Or maybe no, Friday night you are allowed to say it. That is the suffix. I saw the Shaila brought down just as a Shaila. I didn't see an answer of how to be Noheg. I'd like to point out one more note in the back. I want to point out one more note in the back of the Sefer, note number 26, which is on page 11, bottom right. A very important Chazanish over here, note 26, on the bottom of page 11 in the back. V'achazanish kosov. Shenirish she'ain tzarech lahader l'omer v'shnayim. We see many people, if they are middle of davening Shmona Esrei, they go and they get a partner after to say vayechulu. According to the Chazon Ish, you do not need to go after two people. She'yesh lochu shenirish kemamid edim amayis abereishis. It looks like you're actually getting together to be giving edus amayis abereishis. Meaning we say it's ke'ilu, you're giving edus, but you don't go ahead and actually make an edus amayis abereishis. So he says that there is no inyan to be doing that. V'hosef sham, and he adds over there, Sheitochen sha'af ein tzaruch la'omro b'kol rom u'ba'amido. You also don't have to say it out loud. It also doesn't have to be standing. So he argues on a few points that the Mishabura mentioned over here. Let's go weiter now in the Mishabura. We're up to Sifches. We're up to Sifches in the Mechaber. Omer shle'al tzibur b'rocha achas mein sheva. So after we say Vayechulu together, the Chazan then starts the abbreviated 7, the Birchas Mein Sheva. Ve'en ha'yochir omer osa. One who's davening b'yachidus, he does not say this bracha. The Rama says, Miu, im ha'yochir rotze lahachmir al-asmu, if the yochir wants to be machmir, yochol la'omra below psicho below chasima, he could say the bracha Mein Sheva without the opening bracha and without the ending bracha, which is basically just saying Magin Avos paragraph. V'cheinu hogim atzibur la'omra im shel atzibur v'lo psicha v'chasima. And that is the minhag that the tzibur as well says with the shli atzibur, the middle part of Magin Avos without the psicha, without the chasima. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Chof. So the Chazan then says, the Baruch Achas Mein Sheva, Hu Masha Ashir Tzibur, Omer Achar Tfilo. That's what the Chazan says after the Shmona Esrei. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, Velkei Avoseinu, Vechuli, Konei Shamayim V'Oretz, V'nitkenu Mishum Sakonas Mazikim. The reason why they instituted the Birchas Achas Meid Sheva, which is an abbreviated Chazar Shashatz, we don't normally have Chazar Shashatz by Maariv, so why do they institute it by Shabbos, the Yavim Meid Sheva? It was because of the Sakon of Mazikin. Shabbate Knesio Shalohem Hayu Basada. Their shuls were in the field. Vilufa'omim b'nei Adam Ma'achrin Lovelu Beis HaKnesses. Sometimes they would get delayed in coming to shul. V'yisharu Yechidim Beis HaKnesses Basada. And Yechidim would end up being by themselves in the shul in the Sada. It would be a sakana. Lefika Tiknu Bracha Zo Kedesha Ba'ocha Shel Tzibur Marich Ba Yisaimu Gamhim Tvilasam. Therefore, we tried to stall for them. We instituted a mini Chazar Shashat, so davening is a little longer, so they can finish Shmoneh Esrei. Vigam Ho'idna, and also nowadays, even though our shuls are not in the fields, Lo Zaza Takona Mimikomo, the Takona did not move from its place, and we still say it. Sivkotun Chaf Aleph. The Rama said if a Yochid wants to say it, he can say it without the Psich, without the Chasima. Tahainu Shemaschil Mogin Ovos Ad Zecher Lemaisa Bereshis Bilvad. He'll just say from Mogin Ovos until Zecher Lemaisa Bereshis. If you look in the back of the Sefer on page 12, in note number 34, he says, V'gam kim shemispalo bebeisel b'yachidus, a person who is davening in his house by himself, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, Sha'rashus b'yodo la'omra b'librocha, he's allowed to say Magen Avos, Me'idach ha'makor chayim kosov shem'ein shomea me'ashatzes ha'brocha. If you didn't hear the bracha, the beginning bracha from the chazan, ein lahaschol Magen Avos, you do not start from Magen Avos, kevan she'ein lahaschol zu shum havana. Starting from Magen Avos alone doesn't do anything for you, it only comes as a result of hearing the bracha before. So I guess when we're saying in the Mechaber over here, the She'el Tzibur says the bracha achas mein sheva, ve'ein yachid omrosa, then it says, miu, the Rama says, im ha'yachid rotza lahachmer asma, yachid la'omra b'lovsich lo'chasima. It sounds from the note that he heard the bracha, otherwise that was the machlokas apostim, otherwise just go with the Ramah. Zokta mishabura vayyus if kadon chabez below psicha v'chasima. So he said a yachid who wants to say it can say it without the psicha, without the chasima, and that is our minog, that we say it in the tzibur without the psicha and the chasima, the whole tzibur says magin avo. Says the mishabura, ki ikir hatakona hoya shat tzibur yivarech osa. The ikir takona is that the whole thing is just said by the shat tzibur. Al kein nira poshet. Therefore, it seems obvious. Shemashen uhogin beizam mekomos. That was shenog in some places. Shatzibur omer bekol ram rak ad kone shemayim ve'aretz. Some places the chazan starts with the bracha till kone shemayim ve'aretz out loud. V'achar kach omer belachash, and then the chazan says it quietly with everyone else. Lo yofe hein osin. They're not doing the right thing. Ela achar shesimu hakol yasu hu magin ovos bekol ram. Very important, Zakta Mishavura, if the Tzibur is saying Magen Avos, the Chazan says the beginning bracha. The Tzibur says Magen Avos, the Chazan is silent. When they finish Magen Avos, he starts from the beginning of Magen Avos, because the Ikar Takon is for the Chazan to say the entire bracha from beginning to end. Therefore, the Tzibur should hear him say Magen Avos. Very important note in the back of the Sefer, note number 35. The Haminog Bi Yerushalayim. And in the yeshiva of Waterbury, Kosa Beluach Eretz Yisrael Shevbatei Midrashos Hayeshonim Nehogim Kedas Hagra. They're known like the Gra. She'ein Hatzibur Omro Klal. The Tzibur doesn't say it. V'rak Hashatz Levado Omer Brichas Meishava. Only the Chazan says it. He doesn't bring down our full minhag that Yeshush people that do say it, but he does bring down the minhag that the Tzibur does not say it at all, and only the Chazan says it. Zokta Mechaber Vayter Siftes. Yom Tov Shechalios v'Shabbos. When Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, in the Birchas Me'ein Sheva, Eino Maskir Shal Yom Tov B'Bracha Me'ein Sheva. When you're saying the Bracha Me'ein Sheva on Shabbos Yom Tov, Mitzvah Hashem will have it this week, Shabbos Yom Kippur, when you are saying the Birchas Me'ein Sheva, you do not mention the Yom Tov, you only mention Shabbos. Pirish Birchas Kel Elyon Koneh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kadon Chav Gimel Eino Maskir, Kilo tikenua ela b'Shabbos. The takana of saying the Birchas Me'ein Sheva was only for Shabbos. That's when they have the problem with the mazikin. Ve'afilu b'Shabbos eino chov mitzad adin. And even on Shabbos, it's not really a chov mitzad adin. Rak she tikenua mishum sakana v'kanal. They only instituted it because of sakana, like we said before. Umad tikun tikun ve'ein lahos tevalel. That which they established. Don't add on. So we only mention Shabbos, even if we're saying it on Shabbos and Yontif. It was instituted for Shabbos, so we only mention Shabbos in this bracha. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud, Ein Omrim Bracha Mi Ein Sheva Bebeis Chasanim Vavelim. We do not say this bracha of Me'in Sheva in the house of the Chasanim and the house of Avelus. Deleka taima de ma'achrin lavo shuni zokin. Because the reason doesn't apply. The whole reason we said was we wanted to lay the tefillah because they're out in the fields. But if you're davening in a house, the house is not in the field, the house is in the city. The reason doesn't apply, and therefore you do not say the bracha Me'in Sheva. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Dalet Bebeis Chasanim Pirish. He's talking about davening in the Beis Chasan with the minyan. The kol shekein osan shemispalin leprokin b'minyan b'bayis. And certainly those who are davening as a one-time thing, once in a while with a minyan in the house, they do not say it. Avol, however, kishiyesh kviyos al eze yomim. If there is a kviyos of davening there for a few days, v'yesh sefer Torah etzlam, and there is a sefer Torah by them, kemo by yiridin, like by fairs, domel lebeis akneses kavua, that is like a beis akneses kavua, v'omrim, and you do say the brichas me'in sheva. But a minyan that's just happening once in a while, you do not say it. But a very important note, note number 39, we're just going to read one psak from Moshe Feinstein. Note 39, the end of the second paragraph, the fourth to last line, B'shal Jehovah's Igros Moshe Kosov, Sha'afilu she'yesh kviyas gemura lehispalel bebayis mesuyim, rak mariv shalel Shabbos. Even if there's a full kviyas of davening every week in a specific house, just mariv Friday night, the ain't sham sefer Torah, there's no sefer Torah, there's just a Friday night minyan in this person's house, yesh lomar bo birchas me'in sheva. He says, there you would say birchas me'in sheva. When I grew up, there was a minyan that rotated different houses. So he doesn't address that. They said it, but I'm not saying what the right thing is. But Rav Moshe says his psak, when there's a set house where the minyan is going to be every week, even in those sefer Torah, you will say it. So I'm just wondering if you would say the same thing in a rotating minyan. They switch off houses. The minyan kavua, it's every week, but it's not in the same house. What would he say over there? Zakta Misha Bura Vaiter Sif Katon Chavhei. The lack of time of the reason why you don't say it in these houses is because the reason doesn't apply. But if you find a place where they're knowing to yes say it, you should not protest against them. So writes the Magen Avraham b'shem the Radvaz. But the Prima Gadim takes issue with that. So he says, maybe you should protest. One more, Mechaber, without a Mishabura, Sif Yud Aleph. Af b'shabbis sha'achar yontov omrim bracha me'in sheva. Also on a Shabbos that comes after Yontif, a 3-day Yontif as they call it. We have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. You have a Shabbos, 2 days Sukkot comes a Shabbos. So even on that Friday night, when you're coming out of Yontif into Shabbos, you also say the bracha Me'in Sheva. Of course, you'll only mention Shabbos. It only is Shabbos then. But you will still say it on that Shabbos. And that concludes tonight's shir. Mitzvah Shem will continue tomorrow with Sif Yud Beis.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.